This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers had died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. A Capitol Police spokesperson said Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday evening. A protester was shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others died of apparent medical emergencies. Meantime, there is word law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. The allegations from the defense and military officials came after large crowds of extremists supporting President Donald Trump pushed past barricades and members of the Capitol Police to rampage through the building. The breach of the Capitol building is costing some officials their jobs. Senate Sergeant at Arms Michael Stenger resigned because of Wednesday's security failures. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun also submitted his resignation late Thursday, a source with knowledge of the matter told the Associated Press, adding the chief's last day would be January the 16th. Sun has not publicly said why he declined additional manpower and resources. Meantime, U.S. law enforcement officials have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia said 15 people have been charged in federal court in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto the Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Via remote, this is VOA News. Some of the rioters who stormed the U.S. Capitol were fired from their jobs Thursday after Internet police publicized their identities. The District of Columbia Police Department released photos of people in Wednesday's melee and potential charges against them. The FBI also asked the public to help it identify rioters. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser extended the state of public emergency to 15 days, ending the day after President-elect Joe Biden's January 20th inauguration, following the violence at the U.S. Capitol. President Trump conceded for the first time on Thursday that Joe Biden will be the next U.S. president, a day after supporters stormed the Capitol, as Congress was certifying Biden's victory. Trump, who as recently as Thursday morning continued to claim falsely that the election had been stolen from him, condemned Wednesday's violence, saying rioters had defiled the seat of American democracy, and said his focus would now turn to ensuring a smooth transition. President Trump's Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao announced her resignation Thursday, the first cabinet secretary to resign because of Wednesday's deadly invasion of the Capitol. Late Thursday, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos became the second cabinet member to resign after the violence at the Capitol. She blamed Trump for inflaming tensions. Chao and DeVos joined a growing list of resignations from the Trump administration after hundreds of its supporters broke into the Capitol as legislators were in the process of certifying Electoral College votes in the November election, formalizing President-elect Joe Biden's win. Chao, the White House did not immediately comment on the resignations. Indonesia released from prison a radical cleric linked to a terrorist attack on the tourist island of Bali nearly 20 years ago. More than 200 people, mostly foreign tourists, were killed at two nightclubs on October of 2002. Abu Bakar Bashir, now 82 years old, left a prison near the capital, Jakarta, early Friday morning. Indonesian authorities said Bashir would enter into a de-radicalization program because they are concerned over his continued influence in extremist circles. And California has recorded more than 1,000 deaths from COVID-19 in a two-day period, and the U.S. reported a one-day record of 3,865 Americans, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Center. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.